From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. It used to be that people trying to get away from high rents in San Francisco would move across the bay to Oakland. But now that city is also seeing stratospheric rents. Maybe no surprise then that homelessness has risen 25% in the past few years. KQED's Farida Jubfala Romero reports on a new potential strategy in Oakland, a tax on vacant properties.
A cluster of tents on a city sidewalk push up against a chain-link fence surrounding a vacant lot. Homeless advocate Candace Elder is bringing a hygiene care package to an elderly homeless woman living there. Elder says Oakland is struggling to keep up with the needs of people living on the street. She sees a missed opportunity.
There's a lot of vacant properties and they're not being used. And then, look, we have an encampment right next to it.
Now, Oakland voters are considering California's first tax on vacant properties to fund things like porta-potties and job training for the homeless. City Councilmember Rebecca Kaplan authored the November ballot measure.
So we're looking not only to get rid of the trash, the weeds, but also to encourage people to do something that would be of benefit to the community.
Owners would be taxed up to $6,000 a year for unused structures and vacant lots. Francisco Acosta is sympathetic to the measure's goal. He lives between two vacant lots, one he owns. The other one, he says, has been a magnet for people who use drugs and camp there. He says he planned to build a duplex on his land, but permitting fees are too expensive.
It doesn't make sense to just try to penalize people with taxes for not having something built on their lot when they're making it difficult for everybody to build something.
Councilmember Kaplan says her measure would provide financial help to build affordable units, and low-income property owners would be exempt from the tax. Critics say the measure would be hard to implement. Joan Youngman is with the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Taxes work best when they are simple. I think when you're trying to influence behavior through a tax, you're asking it to do a lot.
She says unlike other cities taxing vacant properties like Washington, D.C. and Vancouver, Canada, Oakland can't tie its tax to property value because of California law. Still, the idea could be catching on. Voters in nearby Richmond will also decide a vacant property tax in November. In Oakland, I'm Farida Jabala Romero for Marketplace.